The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Girls, for hair that is dreamy soft like moonlight and glistening with romantic highlights, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. Fitch cream shampoo leaves hair romantically soft and shining. That's because it's made with two beneficial beauty aids, purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften your hair, to help overcome dryness. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights, to make hair glisten as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. And Fitch Cream Shampoo is so simple to use. Just a dab billows into clouds of rich lather in hard or soft water. Then to rinse, a swish of plain water and every trace of suds disappears. After shampooing, your hair is wonderfully soft and a joy to arrange. Fitch Cream Shampoo is economical, too. Compare its size, compare its low cost. Ask for it at drug and toilet goods counters. That's Fitch Cream Shampoo for hair that's soft like moonlight and shining like bright starlight.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Robert North, Will Wright, Donald McBride, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. It's early morning in the Harris kitchen. Phil and the children have just finished breakfast, and the girls are about to leave for school.
Well, we're all done. Goodbye, Daddy.
Wait a minute. Come back here, you two. You didn't finish your milk.
Daddy, why do we have to drink milk all the time?
Because it makes you healthy. And it's good for your bones. It gives you calcium.
Calcium? I always say calcium.
Well, don't feel badly, baby. A lot of people make that same mistake. Now hurry up and drink your milk so you can get off to... Hey, what's that peculiar odor? Smells like a stale air wick.
Mommy's baking a cake.
Uh-oh. Gee whiz, I hope she didn't hear me. She doesn't bake a good cake, but she's very touchy about it.
You children better finish your breakfast because... Oh, Phil, you haven't finished your milk.
That's Phyllis's. I drank all of mine. See the empty glass in the sink?
You drank it all, huh?
Every jigger of it.
Then what's this white stuff in the sink?
White stuff? Oh, that's calcium dripping from the ceiling.
Phil, how do you expect the children to drink... Uh-oh. I'd better look at my cake.
Oh. Are you baking another one of your delicious cakes, honey?
Yes, can't you smell it? Doesn't it smell wonderful?
Yeah, it sure does. You know, I was just telling the kids it has a wonderful aroma, just like a...
A stale air wick.
Look, kids, will you run along, please, before you get your daddy fractured? Beat it.
All right. Bye, Mommy and Daddy.
Bye.
Goodbye, girls. So, my cake smells like a stale air wick, does it?
Oh, honey, wait a minute now. Let's face it. You're a wonderful girl, a beautiful wife, a gorgeous mother, but you can't bake. Your cakes are always so heavy.
Oh, they are not. I'll take this one out of the oven and show you. The idea of saying my cakes are heavy. Why, this one's as light as... Why, it doesn't weigh it. Phil.
Yeah?
Will you help me lift it out of the oven, please?
Too much to lift alone, huh?
No, that isn't it. It's just stuck. I tell you, my cakes are not heavy.
Okay, so they're not heavy. But how come we got the only oven in town with bowl legs?
Now, stop that, Phil. I think my cake looks beautiful.
But it's a little lopsided. It's got to be lopsided. It's higher on one side than it is on the other.
Well, that's not the fault of the cake. It's just that the floor slopes down.
Oh, kid, you better get some rest.
Well, it does, Phil. Look at it.
Let me see. Hey, you know something? You're right. Well, that floor's a half inch lower than the baseboard in that corner. Well, I better go outside and have a look to see what's causing it. Hey, I'll crawl into the house and examine it, huh?
Now, be careful, Phil.
You be careful. While I'm under the kitchen floor, don't drop that cake.
I'll go with you. Maybe I can help, huh?
Okay. Outside, there's an opening somewhere here. Let me see. Oh, I got it. Look, I'll just take the screen out, and then I'll crawl through this opening. Nah, that ain't gonna work. I can't make it through there. My shoulders are too broad. Maybe you can get through, Alice.
Oh, I don't think so, Phil. My hips are too... I'll make it. It is a tight squeeze.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll grab your feet and give you a little shove, honey. There you are. You're almost through now. Once more. One more little shove and you'll make it.
Hi, Curly.
Oh, hello, Frankie.
What you got in your hands?
Alice's feet.
What happened to the rest of her?
I'm shoving her under the house.
Oh. Nagged you too much, huh?
All right, don't be funny. The kitchen floor is sagging and it needs a new support. That's why I shoved Alice under there.
I know materials are hard to get, but this is ridiculous. How long will she have to hold it up, Curly?
She's not holding it up.
Oh, Phil! Phil, I found out what's wrong.
What is it?
The wooden beam is resting on the ground and it's rotted away. There's supposed to be a cement support under it, but there isn't.
Well, then I got to get a contractor to fix that right away. Come on, Frankie. Look, drive over with me. See you later, honey.
Hello, Alice. Bye, Alice.
Goodbye. Well, there they go to the contractors. Trouble should start any time now. I'd better sing while I still have something to sing about. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Would you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my filthy, on you.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh.
I never had the least notion that I could fall so hard with so much emotion. Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share?
The world will pardon my mind, 'cause I've got a crush on you, no one else but you.
Hey, Hey, Curly, I was thinking maybe you ought to do this job yourself. Contractors' prices are awful high today.
How much can it cost me? Maybe $25.
No, it might be a little more than that.
All right, 30. You're always looking at the dark side of things, Remley. The trouble with you is you're a septic. Just keep it quiet, will you? Here's the contractor's office. Come on in. I'll show you how to handle this thing. Hey, I wonder where the contractor is.
Must be that old man sitting in the corner there.
Oh, yeah. pardon me, Pop. Are you the contractor?
That's a nasty thing to say to an old man, son. I'm happy to say I ain't him.
Well, you don't seem to like this contractor. Before I hire him, maybe I'd better look at some of his work. Has he ever done any building for you, Pop?
Oh, yes. 8 years ago, I contracted with him to build a house for me.
Yeah? Well, I'd like to see your house someday.
So would I, son.
It's taken him 8 years to build a house? He can't be a very good contractor.
Well, it's not entirely his fault. I'm partly to blame.
Oh?
You see, when I first came to him, I told him I had $5,000 to spend and wanted a small cottage. Well, see, he started to build, got halfway through the foundation when something unforeseen happened and he had to stop.
What happened?
I ran out of money. So far, my little $5,000 cottage has cost me
$23,000.
$23,000?
Yeah. Well, it must be almost finished now.
If you're talking about the foundation, yes.
You mean that's all they have built?
No. 2 years ago, they had one wall up, but due to a terrific strain, it collapsed.
What kind of a strain? An earthquake?
No, the painter used too heavy a brush.
This house must be costing you a fortune.
Well, the way I figure, the house will cost me $100,000 when it's finished. And I ain't got that kind of money, son.
Well, if you haven't got the money, the contractor will sue you when he gets the house finished.
I don't think he'll bother to dig me up just for that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Pop. You see, the trouble with you is you don't know how to handle this contractor. You got to tell him just what you want done and how much you want to spend. Don't let him make a sucker out of you.
How do you do, gentlemen? You waiting to see me?
Are you the contractor?
That's right.
Good. Now, I want a little work done around my house.
That'll be $5,000, please.
Did you hear that, Frankie? That guy wants $5,000 before he even starts. The nerve of him.
What are you getting excited about? He said, please.
Look, mister, I don't want you to think that I'm quibbling, but don't you think you ought to find out what I want done before you ask for money?
Oh, a troublemaker. Very well, what is it you want done?
Well, that's better. Now, all I want is a little cement pier and a little 2x4 beam under my house. What'll that cost?
Oh, that shouldn't amount to much. Let's see, cost of cement plus the cost of lumber plus plasterers, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, paper hangers, tiles...
Hold it, Buster, hold it! All I want is a little support for the house that one man can do. Why do I need plasters, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, paper hangers, and tile setters?
Because if you don't take plasterers, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, paper hangers, and tile setters, we won't even bother to come out!
He presents a very logical argument, Curly.
All right. Quiet a minute. Okay. If I have to do it, I have to do it. Now, how much will all this cost?
Well, I'd say in the neighborhood of $8,000.
Yeah. $8,000?
Well, of course, that's just a rough estimate. It might be a little more, or it might be a little more.
It's a nice choice. Could it be possible that it might be a little less?
Less?
Yes, less. You know, that pre-war word, less.
Hey, quiet, Curly. The public ain't allowed to use that word anymore. Look, Curly, don't make him mad or he'll charge you more. Hire him and let him get started.
I will not. You think I'm going to let this pirate do this job? You're crazy. I'll do it myself. Come on, Frankie, let's get out of here.
Well, I think you should have hired him, Curly. It's awful hard work.
What's hard about it? Two people can do it in no time. If we get started right away, we can have it finished by nightfall. Can't we?
That depends on how fast you and Alice work.
I'm not talking about Alice. I'm talking about you helping me. Now, look, Frankie, listen to reason. I'll make a deal with you. If you help me, I'll pay you by the hour.
Well, all right. But you know the union rules. I got to get paid from the time I left home.
Okay. It's all right. When did you leave home?
When I was 16. Let's see. That was 14 years ago at $2 an hour. That's,
Quiet, will you? You'd never make it. Now, come on, let's go buy the materials. All we need is a bag of cement, a wooden beam, and a jack to raise the house. And listen, Frankie.
What?
If you do a good job, I'll even give you a bonus.
You will?
Of course I will. You don't know me very well. I'm a liberal guy. I'm a fellow with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman. I've been told the kind of a guy that wouldn't even harm a flea. Me and a certain character met that guy that invented the cigarette. I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Not because I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they'll harm your health. I've smoked all my life and ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything must stop while they smoke that cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you've just got to have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke. Mmm, puff, puff, puff. Mmm.
Now, the other night, I had a date with the cutest little gal in 48 states, a hybrid uptown fancy little dame. She said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were about like they ought to be, so hand in hand, we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a cake of ice, and our smooching party was going nice, so help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet.
I'd have been there yet.
But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, Filthy, excuse me, please, but I've just got to have another cigarette.
Another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you've just got to have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke. Mmm, puff, puff, puff. Mmm.
Sorry to keep you holding that gate open, Pete, but I've just got to have another drag off of this cigarette. Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
Hey, Curly, it's tough work jacking the house up like this. It's hot, too, even with our shirts
Stop
off.
Stop complaining. Just keep pumping on that jack.
Oh, you're a big help.
Well, we got to get the corner of the kitchen up a little higher. Pump it up.
Hey, Curly, I think we're lifting the corner of the house a little too high.
Nonsense. It ain't level yet. I got a great eye for that kind of stuff. Besides, Alice is in the kitchen, and she's going to let it snow when it's even. Now, go ahead, will you? Pop it up.
Fellas, fellas, you'd better stop raising this side of the house. You got it too high already.
Well, why didn't you come out and tell us?
I can't. Every time I reach the kitchen door, I slide back in the dining room. Better lower it,
all right, all right. Oh, come
I know,
on,
we
Frankie.
Better
look. All right, it's too high. So you... Look, now, we got to let this jack down. Now, do it slowly, will you? Ease the jack down so it don't slip, huh? That's it. That's it. Slowly. Slowly. I think we just
Good
about...
Good morning, Philip.
Got... I think I'll scalp him one hair at a time.
Either you fellas seen my arm around. Willie, you bird brain, look what you did. You made the jack slip and the house settled back again.
Yeah, Alice told me you were out here. What are you two doing anyway?
We're trying to raise the house so we can put a new foundation under this corner.
Oh, well, it's a good thing I came along to tell you what to do. Yes, indeed. I'm very proficient at this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now then, you two do just as I say, and I'll supervise you. Ready, men?
Get lost, second lieutenant.
Philip, I know all about putting in foundations. I'll be of invaluable assistance. If you don't want me to supervise, I'll help you with manual labor. I can set in the cement.
All right, go set in it. And as soon as you're hard, we'll roll you under the house.
Look, Willie, go away. This is hard work, and we're having enough trouble without you.
Well, fellas, how you doing?
Well, thanks to your brother, we got to jack the house up again now.
Yeah. Curly, you jack up the house. I'll go mix the cement.
What are you going to mix it in?
I'll find something around the place.
Okay.
I'll help you, Philip. Now, just wait till I take my coat and shirt off.
Willie, will you please, please, please go away, will you?
No.
Go away. Now, you're not strong enough to do this kind of work.
Oh, yes, I am. As soon as I get this shirt off, you'll see a torso that's really something. There.
Hey, Alice, where'd he go?
I'm right here.
Well, don't stand sideways. I can't see you. Now, if you insist on helping me, okay. Come on, help me pump up this jack shoulders.
Oh, William, try and stay on the ground. You keep going up with the jack. You look like you're on a pogo stick.
Hey, Curly, you ready for the cement yet? I'm getting it mixed.
You're getting it mixed?
Yeah, put it in that cement mixer you got on the service porch.
A cement mixer on the service... Oh, Frankie, that's my washing machine.
It is? Oh, well, it'll give us nice, clean cement.
Oh, Phil, where do you manage to get such stupid friends?
I got contacts. Don't get excited. Everything has happened. Don't get excited. It ain't going to hurt the washing machine.
But, Phil, I had my new girdle in there. And now it's mixed in with the cement.
It is? Well, I guess your foundation is going to be in the foundation.
That's not funny.
Well, it was impromptu.
Oh, I should have known better than to let you two do this job. I'm going in and shut the machine off before it's completely ruined.
She seems to be upset about something, Curly.
She'll get over it. She'll get over it. Now, come on, let's get the job finished. Willie and I got the house jacked up. Now what we got to do now is to get that old beam out.
Yeah.
All right, now I'll tie this rope around it, and then the three of us can yank it out. Just wait till I get this rope knotted. Okay, now.
All right.
Now the three of us just throw the rope over our shoulders and pull, huh?
All right. One, two, three. Heave!
Well, if it ain't the vulgar boatman...
La da la da da yo.
All right, all right. Julius, will you go home? We're busy.
You know, this is the first time I ever seen you guys with your shirts off.
Oh, yeah? How do we look, kid? What's so funny?
You look like three guys who were shipwrecked and didn't live through it.
Oh, yeah?
That's telling him, Willie.
I didn't know he could ad-lib like that.
Oh, he's a mule. Hey, grocery boy. Hey, Julius.
Yeah?
Let me tell you something. Don't you go making no cracks about my belt. Let me tell you something, kid. When you grow up, you'll be lucky if you have a belt like mine.
But that ain't gonna be lucky.
Let's ignore him, huh, Frankie?
Turn up back.
Let him stand in the sun. Maybe he'll melt. Now, where were we?
We were trying to pull the beam out with that rope, but it didn't budge.
Hey, why don't you get under the house and knock it out with that sledgehammer?
Because we're too big to get under the house.
Well, I'm small. I can do it for you. Give me that sledgehammer.
You can?
Yeah.
All right, now look. Be careful, Julius. Don't swing wild. There are pipes under there. Just hit the beam.
Don't worry. I won't miss. Here goes.
Oh, Julius. Julius, you've hit the water pipe.
Clumsy little schnook, ain't I?
Oh, no, Frankie. Look at the water gushing out. It'll undermine the whole foundation.
Now you'll have to call a contractor.
Oh, certainly I will. And Julius, Julius, do something. Stop the water. Stick your finger in the pipe.
Okay, okay. There, I stopped it, Mr. Harris.
Good. Now keep your finger in there till we come back.
All right, Hey, wait a minute. When will you be back?
Next Sunday at the same time. Good night, you little schnook.
Phil and Alice will be back in just a moment. No shampoo in a tube. No shampoo in a jar. And no other shampoo in a bottle leaves your hair so completely dandruff-free as Fitch. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. For Fitch is the only shampoo specifically made to remove dandruff. Leading medical authorities say there are two kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind other people see. The second type clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind you can feel. And Fitch is guaranteed to remove both kinds of dandruff completely. So, be free of all embarrassing dandruff with Fitch.
Fitch is the only shampoo made that's guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application. And the Fitch guarantee is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
Remember, no shampoo in a tube, no shampoo in a jar, and no other shampoo in a bottle leaves your hair so completely dandruff-free as Fitch. So, switch to Fitch. Use it regularly each week. At drug counters, barber and beauty shops, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Phil, it's 11 o'clock. Let's go to bed, huh?
Okay, Alice.
Phil. Phil, what's that noise? It sounded like water.
It's nothing, honey. It's just Julius changing fingers.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet and directed by Paul Phillips. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. The part of Frankie was played by Elliot Lewis.
Clap a while, let us song the F.W.'s Fitch Shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch.
Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin's a softened olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch Cream Shampoo. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.